Yo, yo, what's up? Harry Santos here, and we just rebranded our pod. I've been an advocate of crypto for about a decade now, so join me and some friends I've met along the way as we discuss and learn more about the space. Fasten your seatbelts. It's time to go block to the future. Welcome back, guys. Here's another exciting episode of Block to the Future, and we have another esteemed guest. We have right here a fellow builder in the space, someone I just met recently, but I'm very excited to have on. He's building a lot of exciting things right now. We have right here Mr. Mikel Macon, co-founder of Griff, who has had a lot of experience in blockchain technology and actually came from the US. He just moved here about 6 years ago, and he's going to be telling us today a lot about what is Griff and what his crypto journey is like. So welcome, Mikel. Welcome to Block to the Future.
Thank you, Harry, and thank you, everybody, from Block to the Future for having me on today. Really honored and glad to be here today, sir.
Perfect, perfect. So, you know, one thing I'd love to start, because in our previous episodes, we've also had a lot of expats join the podcast, and there are a lot of expats building here in the Philippines. So maybe you can get started on, number one, how you got into crypto, your crypto journey, and number two, why are you building here in the Philippines of all places, brother?
Well, it's kind of a two-edged sword, actually, because my crypto journey actually started in the Philippines. I moved here in 2017, and I was actually, my first business was a barbershop here in the Philippines. Like, I had a barbershop, and I heard about blockchain technology through a group. There was a lot of groups here in the Philippines at the time where you can go and meet, and I was looking to meet people. And then when I read about blockchain technology, I'm like, this is a future. Like, I got to be a part of this. So I went to my first crypto meetup, and it's funny because I don't know if you know this gentleman, but most people know him. Ray from Quickwire was speaking. And at that meeting, I met Ray, and I met Rafael Padilla, like some of the OGs at this meeting. And so, you know, after talking to them, and I realized I got to come up with an idea. And this was back then, like the ICO phase was really popping, right? Everybody had an ICO that was trying to do a token, right? So that's how I kind of got into it. But I realized I need a team. Like, I need a, and everybody was looking for programmers. Like, we need blockchain programmers. You're not going to find them here. And I was like, wait, there's got to be some way. So what ended up happening was I met another African-American gentleman who was at the, actually was on the board of the FinTech PH at that time. This was Mark from Quick Cash. And, you know, Rafael was actually part of that. And so his name was Stanley Young. And me and him bonded because we're both ex-military, both expats. We moved here. And I started talking to him like, I want to get into blockchain, but I really don't know a lot about it. I'm reading. I'm doing my research, of course. But, you know, the number one thing they said for me to come with an idea, I need a team. I don't really know anybody, how I'm going to connect. So him being with the FinTech PH, he was like, why don't we come together, do something together that you could meet people in your journey. So we came up with a company called MYP Technologies, which was actually cybersecurity firm. We would sell cybersecurity products. So that was like, and I figured, hey, all these crypto guys need cybersecurity, right? So I was like, it was a way for me to go and meet. And I had a little company behind me. And then what happened was I went to the PADCI meeting, Padacy meeting, which was at that time a group of startups, Web3 startups, blockchain, crypto companies. They were all like in a group to form this union to pitch policy to the government, because at that time, everybody was trying to figure out blockchain, crypto, this and that. So I joined that. And at that meeting, I met Chris Malanqua and so many people from that meeting. So we became friends. I became friends with Chris because he's also Filipino-American. So we got together, and I ended up doing an internship at Sterling Tech. And after that, the pandemic happened. I met my wife. And so me and my wife is trying to figure out, and if you know any Filipina, they all want to do business. Every woman is a businesswoman in the Philippines, right? So we're just trying to come up with this idea to start a company. And, you know, I wanted to use my background because I come from a hip hop culture in the United States. And I wanted to kind of put that with blockchain, but I'm not a programmer. And me and her talked about it. She was like, why don't we do something with fashion? And I'm like, how can we put fashion with blockchain? That's something. So then Chris Malanqua, who's also a friend of mine, is my son's godfather. Me and him started talking about it. He was like, well, why don't we go NFTs with it? I was like, wait a minute. Nobody's done that. NFTs were cloning. Like, how can we do that? How can you program the code onto, you know, the clothing and things like that? So that's kind of like how Griff was started. It was really an idea between my wife, my friend, and me that came up with these ideas to mesh things together. So that's kind of like my journey. But everything started for me in the Philippines. People here have been very welcoming to me, especially in Web3 in the crypto community. If you have questions, or if you don't want to know, or if you ask questions, people's really, they don't care what you look like. They don't care where your background is, what color you are. Long as you into the space and you want to do something to help Filipinos, everybody's been on board. So, I mean, just even you have put me on the podcast today for me and my wife and just giving us the light. Everything comes from here. Me being a Philippines is wanting to do something to better Filipinos, to help Filipinos in this journey. And hopefully we can onboard more people for Web3, not just for me, but for you, for everybody here to benefit, and we can create something awesome in this country.
Perfect, bro. Right. That's exciting. In terms of fashion, we have Nike and Adidas already making NFTs, right? And a lot of other brands. Before that, you mentioned, you know, you're from the US. Were you also an entrepreneur there? Because you mentioned ex-military. You know, I imagine that's a good background when you're running a company, right? You know, you can really get people in line. So how does your US experience, you know, translate now into like what you're doing here?
Yeah, I did have an independent company. Like I was actually in the music in the United States. So I had a record label. I released, you know, singles, my own. I also was part of a trade magazine. I created like the first DJ international trade magazine, like Billboard, but I had called RyanMascon, which all the college mixed show DJs, international DJs will report to me. So I had like my own charts and things like that. So I was an influence on that aspect to where record labels will reach out to me because they knew I had contacts like 30,000 DJs around the world for me to promote their records, to get their records played and things like that. So some of the artists that you may have heard of, Def Jam, Jay-Z, DMX, I come from that generation. So I was a big part of that 90s generation of the web, not really web, it was web 2, actually the internet. When the internet first came out, everybody was on AOL, they was on Yahoo and Netspace and things like that. So I used to have my charts on those places and I connected with all the DJs. I was the first person to connect with DJs on the internet, actually. So this is like 96, 97. So I had that platform. So the record labels would come to me specifically to get records played for mix show, mixtape, DJs. At the time, it was only like Hot 97 and a few hip hop stations back then. So most of the DJs were on college radio at that time, if you didn't know. Hip hop really originated from college radio. That's where it kind of blew up from. So I had like over 300 college DJs reported for me from all over the US. And what happened was I came across XXL magazine, which was new. So this was a new magazine and it was trying to beat the source. And they knew that I had the contacts with the DJs. So XXL actually reached out to me to help me do their street marketing in New England. So from Connecticut all the way up to Maine, I pretty much handled XXL street promotions. Then I did some stuff with Universal Records, with Def Jam. I worked with Mix Show Magazine. So my whole entrepreneur aspect came from me having this record label and doing the records independently, putting the records in the store and things like that. So that's kind of like how I got into that was my first entrepreneur situation. But, you know, things changed and I was having a regular 9-to-5 job in New York and I came to the Philippines and I just saw this opportunity here. I was like, I can come here to this country. It's cheaper. They speak English and I can do a business, own it. Well, I really can't own it, but if you have somebody you trust, you can, you know, start your own business and things like that. And I just felt like I had more opportunity here than in the United States. And one thing I could say about the Philippines, they're forward thinking when it comes to blockchain technology. And you can see what's going on in the United States when it comes to blockchain and crypto. They're regulating everybody. Binance just got sued, I think, by the SEC like a day or two ago. So, you know, the market for the United States, the businesses do not want blockchain technology. But in the Philippines, it's open arms. The government is looking at blockchain technology as a way to uplift their economy and their people. And I'm actually glad that I moved here. It's just given me so much opportunity to go into a space with a country where the government backs the technology, and that's very important. So yeah, but it all comes back to me being in the hip hop, being in the record and music and things like that. So I use that experience that I had, street marketing, promotions, into what I'm doing with the Web3. But it's harder. It's a lot harder. Right. To do that.
Great experience, man. And now that our audience knows who you are and your story, of course, we want to know, what is Griff? You know, what is this that you're building, and what can it do for the Filipino people and the people around the world?
Well, just to make it simple, because a lot of people can get technical about things, Griff is a blockchain technology that uses NFT user cases for ease of use. That's pretty much it. That's what we're about at Griff. Everything that we do evolves around the NFT. Our first mentioned earlier is our clothing line, and what it is, like merch to earn. You can actually purchase a design that's on the NFT and on the physical, and you can buy that, and then you invest in that. And as more sales of that particular design go into the physical realm, 10% of that money goes back into the community that purchases that design. And we create our NFTs to like 1,000 per design to keep it very, you know, very limited, exclusive. So that's how how we introduce the NFT with the merch. You can also purchase our NFTs with GCash. And so we was one of the first here in the Philippines to actually let you purchase NFTs with fiat and GCash. And I know others have done that now to where, you know, you can do that. But at that time in 2021, we was really one of the first to do that. And we just wanted to have people who are into clothing actually own something. You buy clothing, right? But you don't own it. How do I know you actually own that particular piece of clothing, or you invest it? And that's where the NFT comes, because as we all know, the NFT is the proof of ownership. So I own this design. I have an ownership in this design. And I also have ownership of how much this design makes. So I get a percentage of the sales of the design. So that was our first product. Our second product with the NFT was kind of like a spin off the ENS with this Ethereum naming service. We have a GNS, Griff naming service. With our NFT for the Griff naming service, or the GNS, is specifically that you own your domain or your name for the NFT marketplace that we're working on. We work on a cross-chain marketplace. So you own that name. And that's kind of like a play how back in the days when the internet first started, everybody was buying Nike.com and trying to sell it and make money. It's pretty much the same play when it comes to you purchasing your name. But one thing about GNS that's different than ENS is, one, we have an exclusive situation to where you can purchase it. It's like a rewards. And then half of the money that you purchase in ETH goes to a wallet address of your choosing. So we only get half of the percent of the money, but we want to help people when it, you know, the bear market was hard. And how do you earn ETH? A lot of people pitch all the time, hey, buy this token, get this token, and I get this and this. And a lot of it's scams, right? We want to have Filipinos do the same thing, but with GNS, like, hey, you purchase GNS, I get half. All you gotta do is give me my wallet address and I get half. And this all on the blockchain, right on the Griff website. So that was our way of giving back to the community and letting people earn and that type of thing. And then the third product, we have an NFT art project, generative art project that we have actually designed from great artists here in the Philippines. And we want to mint that 5,555 collection on Ethereum. So that's another project we're working on. And the main one that I've met a lot of people at, we applied for a grant and we're pitched our Griff cross-chain marketplace. And it will be, there are some cross-chain marketplaces to where you can go to OpenSea and you can purchase an Ethereum NFT or a Solana NFT, but there isn't none that actually you can purchase an Ethereum NFT using Solana or using another currency. So that is something that we felt like is needed for the NFT marketplace. Plus, even OpenSea only has like 6, you know, cross-chains on their platform. We're going to have over 20. Any Ethereum-based blockchain, plus Flow, plus Solana, all in one place. And you can actually, not only will you be able to swap the different you know, blockchain. Say if I want Ethereum and I want to use my Solana, I can purchase that Ethereum using my Solana. So that's something that's never been done. But also, you can also purchase, we're going to join with payment gateways, so be able to use cash, credit card, debit card, and GCash, electronic wallets, all in one place. And that's something that hasn't been done. We felt excited about it because this is some technology that we came up with here in the Philippines. Nobody has done this. Everybody's trying to break the cross-chain code, and we figured a way out to do it. But of course, we need funding to do it. So that's what we're raising right now. So that's our big baby that we feel is going to revolutionize NFTs and other places. Like, you know, I'm friends with Leica and I'm friends with Sanibel. Those guys will be able to use APs and connect using our marketplace. Me personally, I'm the type of guy that I'm for everybody. I have no competitors here in the Philippines. We all is one. We all have different niches and different ways. NFTs is for everybody. If you come up with something fly, I'm going to support you. I don't care. I don't look at as competitors. I look as, hey, we're here in the Philippines. Let's take this country to the top and use the technology here so everybody could eat. I want everybody to eat steak. And that's what I'm about.
All right. All right. Three exciting products that I just heard, right? Fashion, very exciting space. And, you know, you guys can really help innovate that by integrating NFTs. And then second, of course, is the naming service. Exciting. Guys, you can actually own your domains right now with GNS. And lastly, cross-chain, right? The complexities of switching from Solana to Ethereum. In Griff, that's apparently all in one, right? You can automatically swap already. Exciting things, man. So how do they get in touch with you, or how do they sign up for these products, man?
All right. Well, we have a website, gry.ph. And you see the .ph is the Philippine domain. And we did that purposely because we want people to know it's from the Philippines. So it's GR. So Griff. So gry.ph, very easy. Just go there. You can go to our website right now. You can go to the shop for the clothing. There's the whitelist to look at the whitelist. There's also, you can sign up on our whitelist, actually, and the white paper is there. And you also buy GNS right there. So just go to gry.ph. If you're not savvy on the internet, you can go to gryphnft. That's our Instagram. That's our face. That's our Facebook. That's our Twitter account. So GRYPHNFT get you to all our social media platforms. But we would like love you to go to the website. Actually, we're going to do giveaways. So I would suggest you to get on the whitelist now because there's going to be a lot of giveaways that we're going to do in the future. And we're looking at trying to get at least 1,000 people. Then there'll be a giveaway on the whitelist. So I suggest everybody, and that's free. By the way, all you got to do is put in your wallet address, get in your Twitter account, your Discord information. That's free. So you can do that for free. Then you can also check us out. And we also have GitHub, gry.phnft, for those who are tech savvy and want to look up our smart contracts and make sure that we are who we say we are. Blockchain is transparent. And also want to give a shout to my wife who cannot be here today. She's busy with our son. So we are a wife and husband and wife duel in Web3. So you don't see too many of those. So I just want to give a shout. She's actually the owner. I work for her as any man should work for their wife, right? So I work for her to help her dream. But, you know, it's together. We have a family. So I just want to give a shout to Miss Shalita Topis making us.
All right. So you heard that right here. Only here first, right? That you can get a whitelist right now. Get giveaways. Just go on their website. Check out their social media. Wow, it's been very exciting, man. I've been learning a lot about you and what you do. But, you know, in case there are people here who want to learn more about your thoughts and your ideas, I think you have a Medium blog. I get to read it from time to time. And also, please let us know where our audience can find you and more of your ideas, man.
Yeah, I thank you for mentioning the blog, by the way. It's the new blog. I think I started like a month ago. It's called Cryptoverse Chronicles. It's just about my thoughts when it comes to NFTs or crypto or everything with the metaverse, right? So that's why I put the cryptoverse, because it's all really one space, anything Web3. So right now I'm talking about the difference of FI and how important it is in the space. So I want to educate, and I feel that part of what we should do as an owner in this Web3 is to onboard more people, and a lot of that's through education. So definitely check out the Cryptoverse Chronicles. You can go to, I'm on Medium, and I'm also on Substack. And also you can go to the Griff, Facebook page, and you'll get everything there. And I think that's like the best place to check everything. You can subscribe. You can look at the blogs. I'm also in tons of groups, so you'll see me in a lot of Web3 groups, or, you know, Standable group and things like that. And I post. And thank you, by the way, for letting me go in there and post and share, because I feel like that's important that we all share and we each teach and let other people know what we're doing.
Of course, man. So there you have it. We have Mikel Macon of Griff. A lot of exciting products being built here in the Philippines. You heard where his website is and his social media pages. It's right down there in the description page. Please do check them out. This has been another exciting episode. Thank you so much, Mikel Macon, for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate it, Harry, man. Thank you so much. And everybody that's with the team, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share and be a part of this great opportunity and network. Thank you so much for your podcast. Good luck and congratulations, by the way, on a great podcast. You're doing awesome, Harry.
All right. Thanks, man. Thank you again. And looking forward to having you on again soon. Thanks, guys. See you in the next episode. That concludes another episode. Hope it was as insightful for you as it was for me. We have lots of exciting guests and topics coming up, so be sure to follow me on Twitter at Harry Initiative. Be updated on the next episodes and see you on our next trip here on Block to the Future.